You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, do you remember a few weeks ago when we went to the East Side? We went to the farm.
Yeah.
We went to the farm. It's the Case Western Reserve University Farm, which we had no idea that they had a farm. We were aware of the university, but we did not know there was a farm in Hunting Valley.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of out there on the East Side, but I mean, it was gorgeous.
And so they do a bunch of stuff over there for the university, raising produce and flowers. And they took us on a tour of the entire farm. The reason why we were there, by the way, is we were dropping off coffee, Seven Brew drive-through coffee. It was one of our coffee runs, the Q Brew Crew. And they were the winners. And they were nice enough to take us on a tour of the farm. And do you remember when they showed us the bees?
Yes. They showed us all, like, they have a bunch of bees there. And so they went in there and they were showing us, like, all of, like, the hive.
Yeah, they had a whole section of the farm. It was, like, a lot of bees.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that they use those for educational purposes, along with some other reasons why they have bees. Teaching students and about pollinating and things like that. The reason I bring all of this up is because I'm reading about what happened at Keystone College last week. Now, Keystone College is a small college in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I was going to ask, is that Pennsylvania? I'm thinking Keystone Beer. So that
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Factoryville, Pennsylvania. Anyway, last week at Keystone College, someone broke into their bee, what do you call that, an apiary? Someone broke into their apiary and stole around 10,000 to 15,000 bees.
Now, what do you do with that amount of bees? How do you steal bees? Like, I mean, I was confused when someone stole the flamingo from Parma. That felt difficult, but bees?
This is crazy. Like, there needs to be a Netflix documentary on this.
Oh my God, I'd watch it.
How they had a Netflix documentary on the poop cruise.
Yes.
Like, there needs to be something here on how you steal 10 to 15,000 bees.
Like, I just want to know what's the plan.
I didn't want to be anywhere near those bees when we were
on the
farm. Oh
yeah, Bill was not feeling the bees. I was intrigued because I wanted to know about the queen. How did they pick their queen? I have questions, but Bill was like, nah, get me out of here.
Like, this can't be a prank, right? Like, well, I mean, it's the middle of summer. It can't be some fraternity prank or anything like that.
I mean, I can't imagine.
And then once you steal the bees, what do you do with them? You can't just keep them in your apartment.
That's what I'm like. Maybe they just released them into the wild. But I also kind of feel like the bees that we saw were pretty happy in their hive. Like, they were chilling. They were all hanging out.
They were all together.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would... I need to understand. Like, there needs to be a Dateline NBC special. Like, how do you transport the bees? Do you just put them in the back seat? Like, what is happening
Maybe
here?
Maybe somebody out there listening knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows this guy who stole the bees. Maybe we can get some answers.
I mean, of all of the stories that are happening in the news right now, this is way down there as far as importance. But to me, this story is important. I kind of need to have a follow-up. Like, they need to bust these, whoever stole these bees, I need to find out how they pulled this caper off.
Yeah, like, what was the plan? What's the, like, how many people were involved? I'm wondering that.
I don't know. I can't even imagine. The possibilities are endless, I guess. It's Q104. Thank you for being here this morning. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So when I was growing up, when I was a kid, I was very, very afraid of Ozzy Osbourne.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
Because that doesn't really shock me.
I'm 7 or 8 years old, and here's a guy dressed up in all this makeup, and he's biting the heads off of doves and of bats, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah. What's this guy doing?
So I was very afraid of Ozzy and artists like Alice Cooper. And as you might imagine, I avoided the heavy metal genre of music and gravitated more towards pop music.
That's so funny because
it was just Cindy Lauper's a lot safer. I'm going to come over here.
Let's do some of that. Like, let's go with some Devo. Like, let's call it a day.
Right.
My mom was the total opposite. My mom was like super into like Black Sabbath, and I watched like the Osbournes reality show growing up, and I thought like Kelly Osbourne was so cool and like definitely like idolized her style. So it's kind of funny. Well, two different experiences.
Yeah, I changed my opinion probably when the Osbournes came out. What was that, early 2000s, the reality show?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I grew up watching that show.
And I think one of the funniest moments on that show, and I still remember it, is Sharon is trying to convince Ozzy for some upcoming concert that he has, some stage show. They're working on, like, the production elements, and she's convincing him, trying to convince Ozzy to put bubbles in the show. And she's got bubbles going up. And Ozzy's reaction to it was just priceless to me.
Ozzy, there you go.
Bubbles! Come on, Sharon. Ozzy Osbourne, the prince of darkness. Evil. I've had a bullet of bubbles.
There's a lot of F-bombs that I had to take out of there.
I can hear a lot of cuts in there, but...
Bubbles,
Sharon!
I'm the bleeping prince of darkness, Sharon!
Oh,
and you want
Ozzy.
Me to put bubbles!
Did he do it?
I don't think they had bubbles in that show.
Oh, man,
no.
I wish they would have.
I don't think so. But I do think it's really great that they were able to have this back-to-the-beginning farewell concert just... less than 3 weeks ago.
17 days ago.
And Ozzy was there to perform. I don't have numbers in front of me, but I guarantee Ozzy Osbourne sold out every single show that he had in Cleveland. Every single one.
I'm sure of it.
One of the biggest performers ever to come through Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, two times he was inducted with Black Sabbath and again as a solo artist. Ozzy Osbourne, 76 years old. We lost him yesterday.
I don't know if you read this, but I saw this a couple weeks ago, and they did confirm that it will still be coming out in October, his final memoir, Last Rites.
Oh, I didn't know he had that. Okay.
Yeah, so that's already been slated to come out in October. He was already planning on that, and they will be still continuing to push it out even after his passing. So we can at least look forward to that.
Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. Let's go to Maggie in Brunswick to get a good vibe this morning. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your good vibe to share with everyone?
I'm so delighted. I'm getting a brand new shed today.
Big win. Oh, yeah.
I didn't expect you to say that.
This is my first house, and I bought it like 3 years ago, and it came with the saddest little shed that's like the previous owner had built themselves, and it's like practically falling down. And finally I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get a new shed. And I got, you know, one of those prefab ones, and it's coming today, and I'm so happy.
Oh my God,
so excited. I can hear it in your voice. Like, this is what adulthood is.
No, it totally,
it totally is.
Absolutely.
Like something like a shed, something you wouldn't think that you would be so happy about, all of a sudden it's the most exciting part of your year.
Yeah, it's like twice the size of the old one, and it's beautiful. It has a window.
Yeah. I think the criteria is you need to be a homeowner. I remember my first shed, Maggie.
Yeah.
So I was living in Arizona. We had a carport, not a garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ran out of storage pretty quickly. And so we ordered this beautiful shed. Wood, they build it on the spot.
Oh,
okay?
Wow, fancy.
And they made it so it didn't go above my fence.
Mm-hmm.
That it was so if you looked at the fence, you just saw a little roof.
Oh.
But it was beautiful, and it had a I don't think it had windows. And they asked me if I wanted to put air conditioning in there, which
what?
I thought was like super fancy.
What?
But just a door that walked into this wooden shed.
Wait. You can have air conditioning in your shed.
Yeah. A lot of people in Arizona do that because
it's like 120
degrees.
Yeah.
And so in my shed, like I used to store my Christmas ornaments in there when I lived in Arizona.
Really?
And I learned the first year, don't do that because...
Oh, did they melt?
Yeah, my Christmas ornaments melted. Like, I had an angel that just...
oh, my God.
Her face melted off. It was like... So I just used it for Halloween going forward.
Oh, smart.
But, yeah, it's...
Oh, my gosh.
You get, like, super excited about sheds once you hit a certain age and buy a house.
I know.
I mean, I get it because I would be just as excited as you if I was getting a new shed delivered. That is on my list.
Oh my gosh. Like everything's going to fit in there and it's going to be beautiful. I'm so excited.
It's so nice when everything just has a place.
Maggie, take a picture of your shed once you get it and send it to us, okay? So we can see you.
I will. Oh my gosh.
We'll see the joy all over your face.
Absolutely.
Q104. Great to have you here this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So, Alyssa, you're saying this is technology that we're using now that in 50 years, it's going to seem ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like the kind of things that, you know, like in 50 years, we'll be like, why did we ever even need that? For instance, I feel like it's easier to explain with an example. One of the things on this list, and by the way, this is like just people kind of sounding off on Reddit of what they think will be useless in 50 years, like phone charging cables.
Okay, how are we going to charge our phones then in 50 years?
I would have to assume that in 50 years, we will probably have a way that won't involve physically plugging in the phone to charge it.
Well, what will be that way?
We don't know yet. We're going to have to wait and see.
You have to suggest the alternative, though.
Or another one on this list. Where was it? Toilet paper.
How will toilet paper be outdated in 50 years?
We have had some people call us and tell us all about how much they love their bidets.
Oh, you think that
we
there's going to
be making a move toward bidets?
You think there's going to be like a mad shift? Because toilet paper, I think, has had a good run.
I think it's had a very good run. It really has.
And I see that run continuing.
I do. I think for at least the immediate future. But maybe in the next 50 years, we might move on past it. Another one on this list, car accidents.
What?
We might think that like car accidents seem like crazy because...
So this isn't just tech.
In 50 years, we might have autonomous cars that can drive themselves and they know not to get in accidents.
Those autonomous cars are getting into accidents all the time.
Yeah, they
right
are.
Right now.
Yeah, there's definitely some kinks to work out. But again, this is 50 years in the future.
Okay, so this is more than just technology. This is
kind of everything that has to do with technology.
Like a way of life.
Yeah. Like, what are the things that you think in 50 years, like, we're going to be doing completely differently? Dental work. Like, will we figure out a way to not get cavities? Will we figure out a way to get your wisdom teeth to stop growing so that you don't have to get them removed?
In 50 years, I won't have any teeth, so...
Yeah, so you really won't have to worry about it.
I'm not concerned.
Another one on this list, loud engine noises. I don't know what this is, but internal combustion engines. That's what is the suggestion that might make loud engine noises go away because of internal combustion engines.
All right. Don't people try to make their engines even louder?
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do, especially the car guys around here. You hear them. We all hear them. I used to be one of those people. Well, I wanted to be, at least. My first car, I had a hole in the muffler that I specifically did not get fixed because it made my car loud, and
liked
I liked
the
it.
Sound?
I thought it sounded really cool.
My dad had a truck like that, and... He used to let me drive it to school, and if I was running late, my homeroom teacher still would mark me present that day because he said that he could hear the truck coming down the road.
Oh, so he knew that you were on your way in.
Right.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. So what are the things that you think in 50 years, like something that you use all the time that you're like, God, I hope that we figure out a different way to do this by then.
What do I? Me personally?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, think about things that from 50 years ago that we still use today. I mean, there's so many things that have been updated in 50 years, but think about the things that we still use. Books. Like, I still like to read from a hardcover book.
Right.
I have not upgraded to a Kindle. I still like pens and calendars. Like,
you do.
Wall calendars. I don't like to.
He doesn't like to type things. Like, he'll write things on a piece of paper, like, throughout the day.
Yeah, but obviously, I mean, phones, televisions, I mean, everything's different than 50 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. This morning, I had to look twice when I saw what Am I the Bleephole is all about this morning. It's something ripped straight from the headlines. Am I the Bleephole? 7:25 this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Yeah, when I saw this come through our DMs the other day,
I was cracking up.
I was like, what? I said, no, I have to read this. And so I read through the whole thing. And yeah, so obviously one of the entertainment stories, what do you want to call it? The pop culture story this week.
It's been the talk of the town for a solid week now.
The Coldplay Kiss Cam CEO. Everybody's been talking about this guy, how he took his head of HR instead of his wife to the Coldplay show.
I love that you're still explaining it as if everybody doesn't already know the tea.
Oh, yeah, okay, I don't need to explain it, I guess, but the thing that happened, they were on the Kiss Cam, and all of a sudden the guy, the CEO, dives to the floor, and the woman turns around in embarrassment.
Covers her face, it's a whole thing, because, dun-dun-dun, they were caught red-handed.
And then Lindsay in West Park sent us a DM, and this is something that happened to her a couple of years ago, and now she and her fiancé are in a fight about it. Is that right, Lindsay?
Yes.
So your fiance thinks that you're a bleephole over something that happened 2 years ago. Please explain.
Yeah. So, so this did happen 2 years ago. It's been a minute, but it is still a reoccurring issue. So, the CEO Coldplay thing, right, has been going on everywhere this week. We just can't get away from it. And so somehow it brought this whole other thing between me and my fiance that I really thought we were done talking about because it's been 2 years. So, okay, 2 years ago, right, we were at a Cavs game, and long story short, we ended up on the Kiss Cam. And in the moment, I just froze and I was so thrown off guard, and I just I panicked and I didn't know what to do. And so instead of kissing my fiance, I did this really weird wave thing. And I didn't even realize I was on the Kiss Cam. I just everyone's looking and making noise and pointing. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention because I didn't really realize we were on the Kiss Cam or that my fiance was trying to go in for a kiss. But I ended up basically dodging the kiss in front of the entire arena. And so it was very embarrassing for him.
Did everyone start booing?
Poor guy.
Like, what happened?
Yes! Everyone started booing. It was so embarrassing. And, in the moment, he did laugh it off, which was great. But later that night, he was kind of hurt. And he was like, why didn't you kiss me? And I was like, I don't know. I just freaked out in the moment. Everyone, you got thousands and thousands of people staring at you. So, anyway, this is 2 years ago and we haven't talked about it. Well, now he's bringing it up a bunch this past week in jokes. And then of course, remember that time you rejected me in front of thousands of people and kissed Cam? And he even asked me this week, are you going to kiss me at our wedding? Like, you're going to dodge a bullet at our wedding? So honestly,
why is that?
So why?
You've thought about it, Lindsay. Why is that? Do you have some sort of an aversion to public displays of affection? You don't? Then why wouldn't you kiss him on the Kiss Cam?
I don't know. I was frozen in fear. I was like a deer in headlights. I'm like, I still stand by that. Because in the moment, I just panicked. It is what it is. It was like human nature. I don't know. And I'm also not really into PDA. Like, that's just something that he knows. I mean, so even if, I did realize we were on the Kiss Cam, I still don't know that I would have kissed him because I'm just not into PDA. And he knows that about me.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I've never been put on a kiss cam to have to react in the moment like that. But I honestly, Lindsay, I don't know that I would do anything much different than you. I don't think I would. It wouldn't clock to me that like I was on a kiss cam. I would just be like, oh, my God, like it's my face on the Jumbotron. Like,
I think
well, you're standing there staring at your face trying to figure out what's going on. And then like he's trying to kiss me and I'm like, what? Yeah, so he's obviously harboring some resentment about
Okay, so you're wondering if you're the bleep hole for rejecting him on the kiss cam. And you're saying, like, even still to this day, like, you would do it again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm not in the PDA, and I didn't like it then, and I definitely would not like it now.
All right, 216-474-0104. There's only one of two things that you can do when you're on the kiss cam. You either kiss... or you don't, right?
Yeah. I mean, those are literally the only two options.
And I think that in this particular scenario, and I know you guys are engaged now, Lindsay, but I think you're the bleep hole for not kissing him
on
the kiss cam. I do.
Have you ever ended up on a kiss cam?
No, I've never been on a kiss cam. But again, there's only one of two things you can do. If your SO is there and this is the person that you love, even if you're not in the kiss cam and they go in for a kiss, why would you not kiss them?
There's just a lot happening in that moment. Like you're only on the kiss cam for a couple of seconds. You have to realize that you're on the kiss cam, register that you're on the Jumbotron, go in for a kiss. That's a lot of moving parts.
I think everybody has made it more complicated than it is. You just kiss your SO. That's it.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't kiss my husband on the kiss cam. I'm just saying, I think I would also, too, be a little thrown off. I don't know what if I would actually go for it, because I'd be like, what is happening? What's going on? I'd just be like a deer in headlights.
216-474-0104. I think Lindsay is the bleep hole for not kissing. I know it happened 2 years ago. I know you guys are engaged now. Is he going to call off the wedding over this, Lindsay?
Well, I better kiss him in front of everybody we know or else, I guess.
216-474-0104.
Yeah, the wedding will be the real test if she gives him a kiss at the altar.
If you're on the kiss cam, you got to kiss, right? 216-474-0104. Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? This whole CEO Coldplay kiss cam thing has triggered a fight between Lizzie and her fiance because they were on the kiss cam at a Cavs game like 2 years ago. And I guess that Lindsay's fiance hasn't let it go because the incident happened 2 years ago. They're engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
They're
so
set to be married.
It worked out.
But still he's saying, you know,
that rejection is still stinging him.
You absolutely should have kissed me when the cam came to us, and she didn't. She said she froze.
And she's standing by it. She's like, I still, to this day, I stand by that. I think I'd do the same thing. Not really a fan of PDA.
I think you're a believer. Okay, I understand if you're not a fan of PDA, and you don't want to, like, make out in front of thousands of people, but it's just a quick kiss on the kiss cam.
I'm just saying, I know I've worked in sports. I've worked at games. You don't have all the time in the world on the kiss cam. You got like 15 seconds.
Okay, so a quick kiss.
But I'm saying like in that 15 seconds, there's a lot of mental processing that needs to happen for the person on the Jumbotron.
Mental processing? What is going on here?
There's a delay, and then you realize that you're on the screen, and then you're like, oh my God, why am I up there? I'm literally just trying to drink my beer and watch a game.
It's not a final exam. It's just a quick kiss. Matt in Amherst, what do you think? Is Lindsay the bleep hole?
I don't think she's a bleep hole. Makes sense if you don't like PDA to react, but clearly he has a right to feel the way he did, too, so... let him get it out in a comedic way as this Coldplay thing comes up.
Right.
Oh, so you think that this is a way for him to, like, work through, like, something that he's been harboring?
Well, he clearly hasn't, you know, resented her directly, or he would have brought it up in conversation the last
right.
2 years. But as this comes up, triggers old feelings, and it doesn't sound like he's mad, per se. But he's having fun joking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just wants.
Agree with that.
I think he just wants Lindsay to admit that she's wrong, and I think that she's wrong.
I think he's just kind of giving her a hard time and being playful about it, especially if they're literally engaged. Like, they're getting married. He's talking about the wedding. Like, it, clearly things are fine. He's not that upset. I say, yeah, let him get it out in a funny way.
Anything further? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Benson Boone. Jonathan is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. When you answer them, if you get more correct than Alyssa does, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I hope so.
In the movie Monster-in-Law, who stars in the movie alongside Jane Fonda?
I have no idea.
Question two, fill in the blank on this legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame duo, blank and Garfunkel.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm having a brain fart.
I'm shocked by that. Question three, this musical instrument popular in marching bands is the largest and lowest pitched brass instrument.
The tuba.
Question four. This bird is the cousin of the pigeon and a symbol of peace.
Dove.
Final question. In the summer of 2023, two movies opened up at the same time, and it grossed a combined $244 million in the opening weekend. Name one of those two movies.
What movie came out in 2023? I can't remember. I'm throwing a blank.
All right, Jonathan.
I didn't do well. I know.
Let's get you out of the hot seat here. We'll get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Let's see. I have you down for 2 out of 5. Alyssa, it's Jonathan in Barberton.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. I did horrible. You're going to do well.
2 out of 5, probably. Not the best showing, but you know what? We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, there's nothing else I could say. Like, some of those I thought were really easy. Maybe they were too easy. Is that possible?
Or they're harder than you thought.
Alyssa, let's see how you do. You need 2 to tie and 3 to win. Here we go. Question one. In the movie Monster-in-Law, who stars in the movie alongside Jane Fonda?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea.
See, not as easy as you thought.
I just thought this was one of those millennial movies that Alyssa would know. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, neither did I.
Question two. Fill in the blank on this legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame duo. Blank and Garfunkel.
Simon.
Simon is correct.
Oh, my God.
Paul Simon. Question three. This musical instrument, popular in marching bands, is the largest and lowest pitched brass instrument.
A tuba.
Tuba is correct. Question four. This bird is the cousin of the pigeon and a symbol of peace.
A cousin of a pigeon. I did not know that that was the relation, but that's funny. It's a dove.
Dove is correct. Let's do the final question here. Alyssa gets the win today. Let's do the final question, though, just for fun. In the summer of 2023, two movies opened at the same time, and it grossed
Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
You only needed to give me one. You knew both of them. Okay, so I think Alyssa got 3 today, 4 today.
Yes!
And that beats Jonathan's 2. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Sorry, Jonathan.
It's okay. I can handle the loss.
Well, you'll handle it even better because we've got a Q104 pack of tickets for you to the fair.
Can't wait.
You can eat your feelings at the fair, have an elephant ear, and think about your loss.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go drown my tears at the kind of carnival ride.
Yeah, drown your tears on a ride and in some fair lemonade.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to try to do. My name is Jonathan, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. So great to have you here this morning. Do you think that every guy should have a suit? Like in their closet, should they have a suit ready to go for any occasion that might pop up?
Should they? Yes. In this economy, do I understand if you don't? Also, yes.
I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, and he's surprised to know that I don't own a suit.
Now, do you not own a suit at all, or just not one that fits, or not one that you like? That's really the question.
Yes, that you're right on the money there. The last time that I bought a suit, which I bought for a wedding, was back in 2014. It's a little tight on me now.
I mean, as it should be. It's been 11 years, Bill. But yeah, so you have a suit. You just don't have a suit that you would wear.
I can't wear it in public anymore.
Right, and I can't really fault you for that because I know suits are stupid expensive, and that's why men don't generally have a closet full of them. But also, I wouldn't expect you to just go get one unless you had a reason to have one.
I do have blazers, which okay. I'll wear with jeans.
Yeah, that's a...
And sometimes, like, I've had to go to, like, what do they call it these days? Calling hours?
For, like, funerals?
When you go to a funeral home, visiting hours, whatever they call it. And sometimes I feel awkward walking in there with... Now, I'll wear my nicest pair of jeans with the blazer and a nice collared shirt, but I don't wear a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting away with it, but I think that I need a suit. And I have a wedding next month to attend.
Oh, okay. So you have to get one.
I have to get a suit.
You have to get one. Like, I've never had to buy a suit, obviously. Give me like a range. Like, how much are we talking for a suit? Because again, this is not something I've ever looked at.
Like, how much does it cost?
For like the whole thing. Yes.
See, I don't know. Like, I think if you go to Men's Warehouse, I think you can get a really good deal on a suit. I'm not sure of the quality. I'm not slamming Men's Warehouse. I've just never bought a suit there. So
right.
I don't know. The last time I bought a suit was in 2014. I think it was like $250.
Okay.
I want to say.
That's a nice chunk of change.
There's a place right below us here in the Halley building.
Oh my God. Yeah. I walk past it all the time.
And it says, I think that you can get two suits, two custom-made suits.
They have like a deal.
For like $1,000. And I'm like, well, I said, maybe I'll go there to get measured.
I mean, I
don't know if I'm actually going to purchase a suit there. I might go find my measurements because I'm still probably 44 long.
You could probably take a tape measure yourself and figure it out.
Yeah, I think my pant size and my inseam might have changed a little bit.
Upon a quick Google search, according to Reddit, so take it with a grain of salt, under the subreddit Ask Men, 3 years ago it says that you're looking at about $1,000 to $5,000 for a good tailored suit, which is nuts.
$1,000?
Maybe two for $1,000 is a deal.
No.
Might be a steal.
I'll get the one that costs like $200, $250. I'm fine with that one, wherever that's going to be. Bless you.
Thank you.
How did you stifle that sneeze?
I've been stifling sneezes for 32 years. I've gotten pretty good at it.
I don't think I'd be able to stifle that. Okay, well, I'll let you know. I might not buy that suit until the Ohio tax-free holiday begins.
When is that?
I believe August 1st. Don't quote me on that. I think it's August 1st through August 14th.
That would make sense because I know it lasts for... couple days, and it's around back to school, so that sounds
weeks.
Correct.
It's 2 weeks this
Full
year.
Full 2 weeks, nice.
Full 2 weeks, and that's, yeah, back to school shopping, you're buying suits, you're going out to eat.
Yeah.
And it's all tax-free. I can't wait for that. All right, it's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning, the Q Morning Show. So I saw this on my People app today. It's an article about a story that's going viral. They have it in the going viral section of People.
Okay. What's going on?
And it sounds like somebody who would call our show. In fact, I think this was an Am I the Bleephole like a couple of weeks ago. Woman refuses to pick up her friend at 3 a.m. after her flight was rebooked and tells her to get an Uber instead. That is the very long headline.
There's a story about this.
There is a story about this. And I was going to tell you the entire story, but it is super complicated. Like, the details on this are just like, I said,
I was all just over like, the place.
Yeah, I read it and I was starting to write them down, you know, because I was preparing for the show. And then
and
I'm
it
like,
just started creating like a web. You got to bust out like the red string and start connecting all the pieces.
I was like, this is too confusing. Let's just simplify this for the sake of conversation. So, Alyssa Rose, you have a friend coming in from San Diego to visit you here in Parma Heights.
They're coming here to visit me?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Their flight lands at Hopkins at 10 p.m. or scheduled to. And you said, yes, I'd be happy to pick you up at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And then a few texts later, you realize that their flight isn't actually going to get in until 3 a.m. Do you tell your friend to get an Uber?
No.
You go pick up your friend.
I go pick up my friend at 3 a.m. If they are coming to see me, if I am the reason that they are making this trip, then yes, I am picking them up from that airport. If that's the whole reason that they're coming here in the first place.
Okay, this might be a very short conversation. I agree with you. That's the right answer. That's the only answer.
Now that you present this, like, now that you've explained, I agree. I think that that is the only answer. Now, I think that if the situation were a little different, maybe you had a friend coming in and they were coming in for a work trip, or they were coming to Cleveland for their own adventure, and maybe they were going to stop and see you for a little bit, but you were not the reason that they were coming here, I think that's a little different. But if they are making the trip here to see you, then yes, you have to pick them up.
If your friend is coming here and they want you to pick them up from the airport, but that's not the reason they're coming to town, then why would you agree to pick them up at the airport? I'm surprised that your friend would ask you to pick you up at the airport at 10 o'clock at night. What other reason would they have to come into town?
I don't know. Like I said, maybe a work trip or something.
So why are they asking you to pick them up from the airport?
I don't. Maybe yeah, they have family here. Maybe the family is old and they want to go to bed and they don't want to ask their 80-something-year-old grandparents to pick them up. I don't know. I'm making hypothetical situations.
I don't like your friend asking you to pick them up at the airport and they have no intention on spending any time with you while they're here.
I'm not. Okay. Like I said, if my friend is coming into town, they're going to see me for at least a little bit. But there's a difference between, like, last year I had friends come into town to hang out with me. They stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, I have a friend that comes into Cleveland. He's not here to see me. He's here to go to a wedding for another friend. He's staying with his family in Ashtabula. But we still make a point to see each other. Those are two different situations.
But did he ask you to pick you up at to pick him up at the airport?
No. But okay. If he did, I would have said yes.
Okay.
Because he is one of my good friends.
Okay. So your friend who's coming into town for what? You said a wedding in Ashtabula?
Mm-hmm.
They ask you to pick them up at the airport at 10 o'clock. Their flight doesn't get in until 3 o'clock. Do you still pick them up at the airport?
Yeah, I still do it.
You still do it?
If so you're a good friend. If I said that I was going to do it, I still do it.
That's the only answer. I don't know. I can't imagine me going back on that promise of picking up someone at the airport. It's not their fault that they have all these delays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're going to pick them up, it doesn't matter what. That the verbal contract is that you have to pick them up no matter what time.
If they already asked you and they made that plan to pick them up, again, it's different if they're calling you like crazy the night before they're supposed to get here. And like, oh, my God, like I need someone to pick me up like right now. Like
it's Q104. All right. So if you're ever pulled over for speeding, and heavens, I hope that doesn't happen. Alyssa says there's only one thing that you can say to the cop when you get pulled over. Well, Alyssa doesn't say this. It's a lawyer that says this, right?
Yeah, this is coming from an expert.
You're just repeating what the lawyer has to say. So we'll get into that next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa, so I'm driving down 90, and I'm going faster than I should. It's 60 on 90, right?
No, is it?
I think mostly 60 in most places on 90.
Okay.
It might slow down in other places, but let's say I'm going 74.
Okay.
And then I see the thing that I don't want to see.
You
in
see
my
the
rear
lights.
I see the lights, and so I turn off my radio because I don't know why that's always the first thing I do when I get pulled over.
Oh, yeah, me
I
too.
Turn off my radio because I need complete silence because I'm starting to panic a little bit, and I pull over safely to the side, and I put my car in park. And I don't know, someone told me to do this a long time ago. They said, turn on your interior lights in your car.
I've never heard that. Especially, when you get pulled over?
Yeah. And most of the time when I've been pulled over, it's either early morning, mm-hmm. like on my way to the radio station, or it's been at night. And so I turn on my lights so the officer can see inside the car.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel safer.
I guess it makes sense. I've just never heard it.
And then I'll roll down the window and the officer walks up and he says, do you know how fast you were going? Alyssa, what should I say according to what you have found?
So according to this lawyer, he's a lawyer on TikTok. His name is Law by Mike, if you want to check him out. So
sounds totally credible at this point.
He does. I know, right? I'm really selling it.
Because anybody can choose the handle Law. If I choose at Law by Bill, then
people might think you're a lawyer.
I can say I'm a TikTok lawyer.
You could. But this guy, he says that there's only one correct answer to being asked, do you know how fast you were going? Now, first, before I get to that answer, what would your answer be? Just in general, you get pulled over. Do you know how fast you were going? What do you say?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, officer. I always say I'm sorry. I'm sorry, officer. I really don't know.
Yeah, see, that's the wrong answer. You're supposed to say, I believe I was going the speed limit.
Okay.
That's it.
And what's that going to do? Because then the officer's going to say, well, you weren't.
Right.
Here's your ticket.
So this lawyer on TikTok, he is saying that the general response is that usually people say, yeah, I know how fast I was going, something along those lines. But that can be taken as an admission or a confession. Mm. It can be interpreted as a confession of speeding. So you want to avoid any sort of verbiage that could be taken as a confession or an admission. So you want to be like, yeah, I know. I believe that I was going the speed limit. You want to force the cop to say, no, you weren't. You were going above. But you don't want to, you definitely don't want to say sorry.
I always say sorry.
Yeah, you got to cut it out with that because that looks guilty right off the bat.
I don't think so. We say sorry. That's how we live our lives. We apologize for everything.
I'm going to need you to be a little less polite from now on.
All right. Nelly tickets. No, not Nelly tickets. Kesha tickets. Kesha tickets coming up after 9 this morning. Your chance to win tickets for Kesha coming up after 9. And we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Win some tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair coming up. Kaylin in Garfield Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play this game, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions, and if you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you are stuck in a tie, unfortunately, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Kaylin, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Here's question 1. What kind of fish is Nemo in the movie Finding Nemo?
Oh my God, I don't know what he is. Like a beta fish, I guess, maybe.
Question 2. Springfield is the capital of this state.
I'm not sure.
No guess? You just want to guess a state?
Ohio. I know it's not right.
Oh, my God.
Columbus.
I would have guessed a state other than Ohio, but that's just me. Question 3. It's the name of the capital city where the wizard resides in the Wizard of Oz.
Kansas City.
Question 4. What alcoholic drink is used to make a mimosa?
I don't know. I'm not a drinker.
Final question. What does the R stand for in CPR?
No idea.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
All right, Kaylin. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? How's your summer going, Kaylin?
It's going great. How about you?
Not bad. What's the highlight of your summer so far?
Just hanging out with my kids and, you know, swimming and doing a lot of outdoor things.
Very good. Alyssa, it's Kaylin in Garfield Heights.
Good morning, Kaylin.
Good morning.
Let's just give you your 5 questions, Alyssa, and then at the end we'll reveal the winner. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Question 1. What kind of fish is Nemo in the movie Finding Nemo?
A clownfish.
Question 2. Springfield is the capital of this state.
Illinois?
Question three. It's the name of the capital city where the wizard resides in The Wizard of Oz.
The Emerald City?
That is correct.
I almost said Oz and was like, man, that might be too obvious.
What alcoholic drink is used to make a mimosa?
That would be champagne. Champagne.
Final question. What does the R stand for in CPR?
Respiratory?
Oh, so close. She almost went 5 for 5.
She was on a roll.
It's resuscitation.
Ah, so close.
So Alyssa goes 4 for 5 today. Unfortunately, Kaylin did not get any.
Oh, Kaylin, no. Oh, big old goose egg.
However, Kaylin, we loved having you. We hope that you'll try again someday. In the meantime, we would like to continue your fun summer with the kids. We're going to send you to the Cuyahoga County Fair.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My name is Kaylin, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.